Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Hurricane Zeta is making landfall on the Louisiana coast this afternoon, bringing strong winds and heavy rain. As Tegan Wendland of member station WWNO reports, storm surge is expected from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle.
Skies are gray and the wind is picking up in South Louisiana as officials urge people to hunker down. Governor John Bel Edwards says evacuations are underway for much of the coast.
So Zeta is literally on our doorstep. The weather is degrading quickly as we speak. So the truth of the matter is those people who are in the path of the storm, you need to be now where you want to be as you ride the storm out.
Widespread power outages are expected. Edwards says the state will prioritize getting power back to polling stations first, and more than 3,000 people are still staying in hotels across the state after two other major hurricanes and the pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Tegan Wendland in New Orleans.
Zeta has winds of upwards of 90 miles an hour. The Justice Department says five people have been arrested for allegedly acting as illegal agents of China. As NPR's Ryan Lucas explains, the defendants are accused of taking part in an illegal Chinese government operation in the U.S.
U.S. officials say the five men arrested were part of a Chinese government operation to hunt down Chinese nationals in the U.S. who may be dissidents or critics of Beijing and then repatriate them to China. The defendants were arrested in New York, New Jersey, and California. Three other defendants have also been charged but are not in custody. U.S. officials say they are believed to be in China. The head of the Justice Department's National Security Division, John Demers, says Washington's message with this case is clear. The U.S., he says, will not tolerate this kind of flagrant conduct on its shores. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Eli Lilly has reached a deal with the federal government to provide 300,000 doses of a drug that's designed to keep people infected with COVID-19 out of the hospital. NPR's Richard Harris reports the drug is not yet available, though.
The drug company says it's selling its medication to the federal government for more than $1,200 a dose. It's a monoclonal antibody that's designed to neutralize the coronavirus. The federal government would distribute the drug at no cost, but it would be administered by infusion, which can cost hundreds of dollars, even for people with insurance. The government hasn't said whether it has a plan to defray those costs. The company wants to limit use of the drug to people at high risk, such as older people and those with obesity. The New England Journal of Medicine has just published more details about the experimental therapy. It's one of two being evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Airplane builder Boeing cutting more jobs amid a fall-off in travel. The company says it will cut its workforce to roughly 130,000 employees by the end of next year. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 943 points. This is NPR. Antitrust regulators in Italy announced today they've opened an investigation into search engine company Google, officials citing alleged abuse of the company's dominant role in the online ad market, further heightening scrutiny. The Italian Competition Authority says it suspects the U.S. tech company is using the vast amount of data it collects to prevent rivals from entering the digital ad space. Google has said it will work with Italian authorities. Volkswagen says it's recalling hundreds of thousands of its Jetta models to repair a flaw that could cause a vehicle fire. NPR's Camila Domonoski reports model years 2016 through 2018 may be affected.
The Jettas in question can suffer from loose fuel rail bolts. That can cause a fuel leak, which drivers might be able to smell or see, and that leak in turn could catch fire. The recall will start in late December, and some 218,000 vehicles are involved. Jetta drivers can check on nhtsa.gov to see if their vehicles are recalled. nhtsa.gov is also where all drivers can check to see if they're affected by the Takata airbag recall. That recall has been issued in waves, and millions of vehicles need repairs. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
Authorities have charged 60 people in connection with a telemarketing scam. They allege defrauded more than 150,000 elderly and vulnerable people, bilking them out of an estimated $300 million. The U.S. Attorney from Minnesota, Erica McDonald, announcing the charges. Defendants are accused of using a network of fake magazine sales companies and telemarketing call centers to trick people into making large payments. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.